Well, hi, and thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast today. My name is Chris Wazowski. I serve as the Family Ministries Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Years ago, when I was in high school, I had a job working at a music store. Yes, it was a store that people went to where they bought things like CDs, if you remember what those are. When working in the store, we had a song mix that our corporate office would always send to us that we would need to play over the speakers in the store. And one of those songs was the song Heaven by Los Lonely Boys. It came out all the way back ago in 2003. It was a really popular song. It was over the airwaves, and we sold a lot of those CDs. Here are a few of the lyrics. I've been locked up way too long in this crazy world. How far is heaven? And I just keep on praying, Lord, and just keep on living. How far is heaven? Yeah, Lord, can you tell me? How far is heaven? You know, it does often feel like we live in a crazy world. And the reality is that we live in a world that is broken and marred by sin. You know, we see evidence of this all around us. It can be seen on news reports, right? We hear about war and corruption, crime, sickness, and even death. It can be seen in the cities that we live in. We know that there, throughout our country even, there are abandoned buildings and homes and people who live in debilitating poverty. And we've experienced brokenness on a personal level, right? We've all been hurt by people around us at various times. And if we're honest, we found ourselves hurting other people with our words or our actions. And the fact that we all have things about the world that we would like to see change tells us that not only do we live in a broken world, but that we are made for something far better. And this is our current reality. And while it's our current reality, it doesn't need to be our future reality. For God's people, this won't be our eternity. Instead, God tells us that He's going to renew and actually restore the world. Isaiah 65, verses 17 and 19 says, "For I will create new heavens and a new earth. The past events will no longer be remembered or come to mind. Then be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I will create Jerusalem to be a joy and its people to be a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. The sound of weeping and crying will no longer be heard in her." You know, when the scriptures talk about the heavens, it typically talks about one of two things. One is the heavens, meaning like the stars in the sky, right? And the other is heaven being the realm of God, the place where God dwells. It's this place where God's presence is everywhere, right? That it's where His presence inhabits it in a special kind of unrestrained manner. Now, there are a lot of misconceptions about heaven, some of which aren't exactly biblical. Sometimes it's said that heaven is kind of some otherworldly place completely disconnected from this one. But God speaks of heaven here as being a renewed, redeemed, and healed version of this world. In fact, when we look at Jesus's ministry in the New Testament, it points us really to this reality. Jesus in His earthly ministry continually talked about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. He told His followers to pray that God's will would be done and that His kingdom would invade earth as it is in heaven. He's telling His followers, pray that God would bring His glory and His goodness to this world. And then Jesus would actually perform miracles that would bring the reality of heaven to ours. He healed diseases, and we see sickness taken away. He cast out demons, right? Evil is removed. He raised the dead. In heaven, death is no longer a reality. And He forgave sins, pointing people to the restored relationship that they can have with God again. There's a worship song we sometimes sing on Sundays that says, "You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, You brought heaven down." Jesus did bring the realities of heaven, the future of the world renewed, redeemed, and restored. That is the world you and I were made for. And what's the most important aspect of this world? Well, it's Him. It's His presence. God is the prize of heaven. And with Him comes every bit of His love, His goodness, and His glory. And as we experience that heaven in the future, we'll experience every bit of that. And He'll remove pain, tears, heartache, suffering, sickness, disease, hurt, tragedy, and even sin and death itself. So, how far is heaven? Well, the author of heaven, the one who is going to renew, redeem, and heal the world, he is not far. In fact, he is the prize that we can take hold of now. And he is the prize that can and will sustain us as we live in this broken world today. But we hope for his promises, right? That will be sure in the future. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you that you are, in fact, the author of heaven. And God, that you've made these promises to us, Lord, that one day we'll no longer experience brokenness in this world like we experience it now. But Lord, one day you're going to renew and you're going to restore and you're going to heal and you're going to make all things new again. And for all of us who have clung to Jesus, who have said, Jesus, what you did on the cross and you being raised again 3 days later was enough for us, God, so that we might have salvation. Lord, that is what we have to look forward to. So God, help us to remember your promises. Help us to remember what we have waiting for us through your Son. And Lord God, help us to have courage and confidence in that. But also, Lord, help us to remember to invite others into your promises that we can share about the hope that we have in and through Jesus Christ, the one who brought the kingdom of heaven to earth. God, we love you and we thank you. In your name we pray, amen. Well, again, thanks so much for joining us for the DriveCast today. We would love for you to join us for services this Sunday. You can join us online. Just go to lifepointohio.com/watch. You can also watch on Facebook Live. We'd love for you to join us for in-person services. You can find out location and time information for our in-person services. Just go to lifepointohio.com. Hey, have a great weekend, and we hope that you'll join us this Sunday for services. Have a great day.